Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today's guest is Marissa Haynes. She's the Director of Parks and Recreation for Hempfield Township, the largest township in Westmoreland County, which probably means the largest Parks and Recreation Department in Westmoreland County. Marissa, welcome to the show, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
You have so many great programs, and we're going to talk about all that. But first, our listeners like to get to know you. So tell us where you grew up and a little bit about your education.
Sure. So I actually grew up in southwestern Connecticut. I was born and raised in Bethel, Connecticut. It's a small town in between Danbury and Newtown. Born and raised there, I went to college out in eastern Pennsylvania at Alvernia University in Reading, Pennsylvania. Went there for 4 years, completed my degree in psychology, and then I went to Indiana University of Pennsylvania for my graduate degree in student affairs in higher education. While I was there, I met my husband. So he is from this area, so we decided to stay in, southwestern PA. So since then, I have, worked at Seton Hill with my background at higher education and then transitioned over to Parks and Rec to continue to be really involved in the community and have a hand in what goes on in Hempfield Township and helping build the community into a great place to raise a family and to work, which is what I am currently doing, working in the township and raising a family here, and couldn't be happier. So really enjoy it and happy to be a part of the Hempfield Township team.
Hempfield really has quite a bit of infrastructure with parks and recreation. Why don't you take us through what the complex looks like, the recreational complex, where that is, and what's all in there?
So Hempfield Parks and Recreation has a lot of different arms to it. So we'll start with our facilities that we have. So our flagship park right now is Hempfield Park, located on 220 Forbes Trail Road, kind of in the northern part of the excuse me, township. And so with that, it's about 99 acres. We've got pavilions, sports fields, tennis, pickleball courts. If anyone loves pickleball right now, I know that's the big exciting sport. In addition, at Hempfield Park, we have the Hempfield Township Athletic Complex, which is a quite large building that encompasses three full-size basketball courts. In addition, those basketball courts are also pickleball courts, badminton courts, volleyball courts, soccer, indoor soccer fields. So lots going on here at Hempfield Park. We also oversee a couple smaller parklets throughout the township. So Brook Lane Parklet is a smaller parklet. It has a playground, swings, an outdoor basketball court. So we maintain that as well. And then many people are very familiar. We're in the process of building and constructing a brand new park off of Route 30 on the Mount Pleasant exit. So that is currently called Westmore, or excuse me, Weatherwood Community Park. We're very excited about that park. It's going to have a splash pad, nature play, pavilions, outdoor fitness, and a small concessions area as well. That will be a 14-acre park that is on a 43-acre parcel that the township owns. So there'll be walking trails with the hopes that we'll eventually connect to the five-star trail down there. So those are pretty exciting in terms of parks and green spaces. We also have a storefront at the Westmoreland Mall. So we just opened that in May of this year. And we have all of our non-sports related programs that are there. So our preschool programs with Miss Connie, she's our famous preschool teacher here in the township. So her classes are there. We do some of our STEM classes. We're looking to do yoga and Zumba fitness in that area. So really fun to kind of have the rec space in the mall because parents are able to go to the class with the kids and then shop around the mall too. So very exciting for us to be there. And then if you don't know this already, the Five Star Trail is a huge trail within Westmoreland County, and a portion of that was in Hempfield Township as well. So that's very exciting for us.
Now that's all the infrastructure. Then comes all the programming, especially in particular big events like your festival. You have your movie nights and you have your summer camp. So break those down for me. Take those one at a time.
Yeah, so we've got our facilities and our infrastructure, then we've got our programming side of the house. That's a big one for us. So, programming, we have our recreation sports programs, including spring and fall soccer, women's softball, rec basketball, indoor soccer. So that's one. We also offer adult pickup sports in the evenings and during the day. So whether that's pickleball, soccer, volleyball, basketball, we offer those programs as well, all at the Hempfield Township Athletic Complex. You are required to have a membership, and then it's just $5 anytime you're looking to play. In addition, we have so many programs that go on. These are either a one-time program like a jewelry making class or a session-based program like every Monday yoga or a preschool class, Fun for One, Terrific Twos, Music Makers. Those are just some of the programs that we offer. And then one of our biggest programs that we offer every summer is our summer day camp program. That's a 10-week long program that we offer Monday through Friday for 10 weeks during the summer. It's for children entering first grade to sixth grade. And then we have a leader in training program for those middle school students that are kind of older for our summer camp, but not quite old enough to work. So we have a leader in training program that we offer as well to help them build leadership skills, such as integrity, gratitude, confidence, things like that. And then, yeah, we have our special events that we have throughout the year. We host about 10 special events that are free to the community throughout the year, including our extravaganza, bark in the park, light up the park, trunk or treat, fall family night. And then on top of those, we also have our Amp Up Your Summer series at our amphitheater at Hempfield Park. And so that includes concerts and outdoor movies. So this year we've had about eight concerts. We've got a few more coming up. We're halfway through. Our next one would be with Andy Davis coming up in about 2 weeks. And then we also do three movies a year at the park as well. So our next movie is actually going to be coming up this Friday and then again in August. This Friday, I believe it's Trolls Band Together and then Elemental and then Wonka. So fun, exciting outdoor movies that we've got going on. So there is always something happening at the park, or with Parks and Recreation. You'll always see us around, with fun activities for the community to just try and make sure that everyone is enjoying their time and gaining, wellness and leisure activities for them, while they're not working or in school or anything like that.
This is really important to not only keeping a healthy population, but also growing the population. People want to move somewhere where this infrastructure exists, where there's a community built around the outdoors and this kind of lifestyle. So do you see that as a real benefit to living in Hempfield Township?
Oh, absolutely. Just for me, whenever I've moved to a couple different places, as I mentioned earlier in this, and my first thing whenever I'm moving to a new place is to look at the Parks and Recreation Department and what are they doing? How can I get involved? What is there for me to do that will help me, help my family, not only physically get fit, but mental fitness and wellness are really important. So, those are always things that are so important to us. And we're seeing our programs grow. And the community really let us know what they're interested in and how we can serve them better to enjoy, stay in this area and in this community. Not only with the activities we do, but the partnerships that we have as well. So, ensuring that we are helping the community members, but also the businesses in our area, supporting them as well. So, whether that is having them be a vendor at one of our events or supporting them to purchase items for our events or sponsorship opportunities, we're always looking to help local businesses as well. So, again, trying to make this a great place to live, raise a family, and work here in Hempfield Township.
Let's talk about the summer events series at the Smale Auto Group Amphitheater. Where is that? Where is Hempfield Park located for people who don't know?
So, Hempfield Park is located at 220 Forbes Trail Road, right off of Old Route 66. So at Hempfield Park, we've got kind of two entrances, and it would be the parkside entrance that you would come in to go to the Smale Auto Group Amphitheater. And then once you pull into that parking lot, you can park and come on down. And almost every time that we have concerts, we have food trucks as well. So we've got a few more concerts coming up. Our next one is on July 20th with Time Machine and Andy Davis. So that'll start at 6. And we've got Mobile Chef Food Truck, who's also there. People are always welcome to come and bring their own food, bring their own drinks. You can bring your furry friends if they're on a leash, bring a blanket, chairs, free parking, free concert. You really can't beat it. We've got some great acts this year, got great sound, great community, and it's a really fun place to be.
Saturday, August 3rd at 7 o'clock is Sky Pilot, and you have two food trucks coming that day.
Yes, we have Elegant Catering and Donut Envy. I know everyone loves their sweet treats.
Oh
Cone Ralph
my.
also always at our events too. So if you've got kiddos that love the Kona Ice, I would recommend coming down and having that too. Then on August 17th, we've got the Penn Trafford Community Band and Jazz Warriors. And then our final concert of the year would be August 31st with Sour Mash. So again, come on down. We'd love to have you. Free parking, free concert. Can't beat the fun.
That's amazing. So the events that certainly keeps you and your staff busy for sure. Craft shows, tell us about those.
Yeah, so our craft shows are really exciting for everyone. Everyone loves to come to our craft shows, not only as a visitor, but vendors love our craft shows. So we have two craft shows a year. One is in the spring, so it's kind of right around Mother's Day, so a great time to get your Mother's Day gifts. We usually have a bit over about 105 vendors that are here. So that would be in the Hempfield Township Athletic Complex. Again, located at Hempfield Park, 220 Forbes Trail Road in Greensburg. And then the second craft show we have is the first Saturday in December. And so that's like our holiday craft show. We've got, again, 105 vendors making homemade items, whether those are wreaths to clothes for dolls to t-shirts, tumblers, jewelry. I know we have a maple syrup vendor that always comes and everyone loves them. Candles. It's a great place to shop. I know it's one of my mom's favorite craft vendor shows in the area. And she loves crafts and vendor shows. So
Your mom would know, right? Fantastic.
moms would know.
That's great. Let's talk about movies in the park.
Yeah. So we offer three outdoor movies a year that are in the summer at the park. Again, at that amphitheater, the Smale Auto Group Amphitheater at 220 Forbes Trail Road, Hempfield Park. So we start these movies at dusk. So right now in the summertime, that's about 8:30 at night. But again, free parking, free movie, free popcorn. So our next movie is this Friday. That is Trolls.
Trolls. Yeah,
Yeah.
I see that. Trolls. Unfortunately, this won't air until Sunday, but we can talk about August 9th. Elemental is going to be, that's going to be coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, so August 9th is Elemental. I don't know if Jen, you've seen that movie, but it is a beautiful story.
Is it? I haven't seen it.
It's a fantastic story about, immigration and coming to the country and immigrating into a new place. So it's a great movie for everyone. So Elemental will be there, free popcorn. We'll have Kona Ice, and then we sell candy and drinks too. So it's just like kind of a drive-in theater, but you can bring blankets, chairs. I've seen people bring tents, bring inflatable air mattress to get comfy, and that'll start at dusk. And then we have one more movie this summer. It actually is a rain out date. And so
Okay.
that will be the second Friday in September. So September 13th, it'll
Okay.
be Wonka, the remake of Wonka. I haven't seen that one, but I know a lot of people love Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So I'm sure that they would love to see that one. Again, free movie, free popcorn, free parking. So it's a fun place to bring the kiddos on a Friday night. It's beautiful under the stars and right next to our inclusive playground as well. So if you come a little early, the kids can play at the inclusive playground and then come on over, see the movie, and then enjoy your time there.
Marissa Haynes is the director of Parks and Recreation for Hempfield Township. She's telling us about all the wonderful events, programming, and infrastructure that are involved with Hempfield Township Parks and Recreation. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about some family-friendly events. We'll look forward to hearing more. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Marissa Haynes, and she's the Director of Parks and Recreation for Hempfield Township. Girl, you must be busy. Do you work 24/7 or do you have a lot of staff that helps you?
You know, we've got a fantastic staff.
Do you?
We do. We've got our assistant director, Trey Hudak. He handles all of our maintenance and sports. We've got a great part-time staff between our summer day camp counselors, our maintenance staff, our facility attendants and assistants. We've got a ton of people that are able to help, but we're also always looking for volunteers. So if anyone ever wants to come and volunteer with the parks, see how it is run on the backside, you know. Come, let us know. Call or email us at parks@hempfieldtwp.org. We'd love to have you come and support the parks with your time. You could volunteer at a special event, a program, whatever that might be. We'd love to have you.
Wonderful. All right, let's talk about summer camps.
Yes, summer camp is our big program we've got going on. So, as I mentioned previously, summer day camp at Hempfield Parks and Recreation is a 10-week program, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. We have extended hours from 8 to 9, and then 9 to 3 o'clock, we've got programming. Then 3 to 5, it's again extended care. So it's a really great program. It's for any children entering first grade until sixth grade. Got two camps within summer day camp. So we have our junior camp for the younger kids and our senior camp for the older kids. The reason we separate them is to ensure they're having a good time for their age group. So each age group goes on one field trip a week, and then they also visit the Youngwood Park and Pool. They have visitors come from the library to cooking demonstrations to brave karate martial arts, whatever it might be. This year's theme for camp is Oh, the Places We Go. So each week we highlight a different place. So this week was jungle. Next week it's going to be outer space. In a few weeks it'll be the United States of America. So it's a really, really fun experience for camp. It's a
Wow.
great week for kids to get to know each other and to also get out of their comfort zone. You know, a lot of kids sometimes will never have gone to the skating rink. And so this will be their first time ever skating. And it's great that they are given that opportunity here at the camp to have that experience. So we've got a great group of staff members that run that camp Monday through Friday. They're absolutely fantastic. They're dedicated to making sure the campers have a fantastic time. And so we're really fortunate to have that. We also have our leader in training program. So our leader in training program is for anyone that, you know, is out of sixth grade, but not quite able to work, it provides them leadership opportunities. So each Monday, those leader in training have a session that talks about a core value. It could be integrity, it could be gratitude, it could be courage. They'll learn about that core value. And then throughout the week, they will help plan programs and do things around the camp that embody that core value. So it's a really great opportunity for someone who is craving that leadership opportunity, but might not have that ability just yet. So that's also fantastic, super fun. If anyone is interested in coming to Hempfield Summer Day Camp, please call our office at 724-834-7232 extension 1 or email parks@hempfieldtwp.org and we'll help you get signed up and registered for our summer day camps. We'd love to have you.
My goodness. I mean, people just have no idea how much effort and time goes into planning this. Listen to these field trips: Round Hill Park, Carnegie Science Center, Crafty Shack, Colors, Living Treasures, Sea Base, Washington Wild Things, Triple B Farm, Sky Zone, Murraysville Splash Pad. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I mean, kids have to be out of their minds. There's really a waiting list to get into something like this. It's fabulous.
Yes, our program has grown tremendously over the past few years, and it definitely is a flagship camp program in the area. People love it. They look forward to it every year. And my favorite part of it is I've seen some of these kids grow up so much. You know, they started as they were entering first grade, and now I'm seeing some of them as leaders in training. So that's so fun to see them grow through that time. And then my favorite too is, like, you know, we see them so much in the summer. We see them every day for 10 weeks. And then I see them at Light Up the Park later on, or playing soccer for rec soccer. So it's so fun to see them grow and be a part of every family's life here in Hempfield Township. And it's a real blessing, truly.
Yeah, and then they get to go to the pool every week. They get a shirt, themed parties. It's pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, every camper gets their shirt, their water bottle, and their backpack. So if you see us around, you'll see everyone in their blue summer day camp shirts. So if you see a blue wave coming and you're at Sky Zone, you know that Hempfield Summer Day Camp is there. And then, yes, they have tons of visitors, petting zoos, Steel City Gamers, you know, anything you could possibly think of, magicians, face painting, all at camp. It's super fun. We provide lunch on Mondays and Fridays to the campers. So parents, you don't need to worry about packing a lunch every single day. And then honestly, most of our field trips also offer lunch for our campers too. So not only is it a relief for children to be attending our camp, but a little relief, I think, for parents too.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I mean, they're so engaged. I mean, it's hard enough as working parents to figure out what you're going to do with the kids in the summer, let alone find a program like this that they're actually having fun and entertained. So it's wonderful. How many campers do you have this summer?
We have total campers. We have a little over 200
Wow.
total. So we don't have 200 every day, but there might be a few this week or a few next week. So yeah, we get a lot of campers, a lot of families, so a lot of siblings we'll see. And about 80% of our campers are Hempfield Township residents. So that's important for us to remind everyone as well, is that our programs, while we are Hempfield Township Parks and Recreation, we're open to everyone. So even if you're not a township resident, you're welcome at our programs and our camps.
Let's talk about your aquatic program. You have a learn to swim program?
We do. So Hempfield Township Parks and Recreation has partnered with the Hempfield Swim Club, and we offer learn to swim programs for beginner, intermediate, and advanced. There isn't necessarily an age range with them because it depends on the child's ability. So we have some really committed coaches that will teach these classes on Sundays at the Hempfield Area High School swim pool, and the kids will, you know, they can graduate from beginner and they'll graduate to intermediate and then go on to advanced. So those are really great programs to get involved in. We don't offer them. I think our next one will be in the fall. So keep an eye out for that. You can find our information at hempfieldtwp.com under Parks and Recreation. And in our catalog there, you'll see any offerings that we have. That includes, you know, our aquatic programs, that includes our preschool programs, our active adult programs, our seniors lunch bunch programs. All of that is there so you can see what's going on and register for those programs.
There's a lot going on. How about the trips? You have senior trips and places that people can visit.
Yeah, so for the past couple of years, after COVID, we kind of got away from trips, but now we're digging back into them. And last year, we had a fantastic trip to the Seven Springs Wine Festival. So that was very fun for everyone.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And then we also did a trip down to Inner Harbor, Baltimore. Again, that was for all ages. But the second Wednesday of each month throughout the fall, spring, and summer, we offer something called a lunch bunch trip for anyone who is 55 and older. So we provide the bus to a fun restaurant, and everyone hops on the bus, goes to the restaurant, and then just comes right on back. So we call those our lunch bunch trips, and those are for our active adults ages 55 and over. It's about $20 for the trip, and then you can go and have lunch and enjoy some community with everyone, and then come on back to the park. And that's that. This month, we're going to Riley's Poorhouse. Last month we went to Bahama Breeze, but in the past we've gone to the Jean Bonnet Tavern, we've gone to Shakespeare's Restaurant, so kind of all around to give them that fun restaurant experience.
Wonderful. Amazing. So you have some recreational sports for kids, karate, other activities that kids can get involved in, like to get a taste of different sports, correct?
Yep, we do. So we offer a pretty introductory level sports program. So we have our fall, spring, and fall and spring soccer programs. So kids are definitely welcome to register for that. Our fall program is actually open right now, and that'll start in September,
Okay.
predominantly on Saturdays, and then some one practice throughout the week. And we
Okay.
also have volunteer coaches for those programs. Again, great way to get involved with the communities to volunteer coach with us.
Yeah.
Then we also have our rec basketball league for kids. That starts from kindergarten all the way up to high school. So that's a huge program that we have, and that'll be in the winter time. So we put out that registration in October, if not earlier. So keep an eye out for that. And that's for everyone and anyone who wants to play basketball or soccer. And
Wow.
then we also offer some introductory pickleball classes as well for adults who want to learn how to play pickleball. Again, I know that's a really popular sport right now, so everyone wants to kind of get involved in that. And then we do have some of our wellness programs, whether it's beginner karate for younger kids or yoga for the adults or Zumba. We have those wellness classes as well.
You have everything going, and it's amazing to hear all this. Do you mail something to Hempfield residents to alert them of all this every year? Do you email? How does your communication work?
Yes. So if you're a Hempfield Township resident, you'll be receiving the headlining Hempfield in your mailbox. So be sure to see that it comes out 3 times a year, and that is where you find what is going on. So that includes all the information about our programs, our special events, our sports programs, the Hempfield Township Athletic Complex, and any fun news that might be going on in the township or the school district. So keep an eye on your mailboxes for that. If you're not a Hempfield Township resident, but you still want to find out and learn more about Headliner or where to find that magazine, you can find it on our website at www.hempfieldtwp.com or on our social media. We have a Facebook and Instagram, so keep an eye on that. It's just Hempfield Township on Facebook and Hempfield TWP on Instagram. But you know what? You're always welcome to call or stop by as well. You can stop by our Parks and Recreation office at the Hempfield Township Athletic Complex at 220 Forbes Trail Road in Greensburg, or call us at 724-834-7232, extension 1.
You're a fantastic ambassador of what's happening in Hempfield Township. And it's interesting. You're not even from here, but you've made this your home and you love it here, huh?
I absolutely do. I'm so glad that we landed here. It's been a pleasure working for this community, and I can't wait to see where we go.
Any last plugs that you want people to know about? Anything coming up in late July or August that you want to make sure people get on board with?
Yeah, so definitely come out to our next concert in the park series, Amp Up Your Summer with Andy Davis and Time Machine on July 20th. And then keep an eye out for the rest of our concerts and movie series in the park. We can't wait to see you at the park and hope you have fun.
You are fabulous. Marissa Haynes is the Director of Parks and Recreation for Hempfield Township. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
If you have an idea for a guest on the show, please contact WHJB. We do the show every week. It airs at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB in Greensburg. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.